Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the NFL Power Hour. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. So Dominic and I are going to get right into our picks. And like we said earlier, we got a bunch of games on Thursday. We got Thanksgiving. So let's get right to it. In our first game, we have the Houston Texans playing at the Detroit Lions. Dom, I'll let you go first in this one. The Texans are favored by 3. That's the game at 12:30 to start things off on Thursday.
Yeah, this is an interesting matchup. I really felt for the Lions last week, getting the big donut, 0 points. I honestly believe that Matthew Stafford's thumb might be playing a big issue in Detroit, which doesn't bode well for the remaining of the year. They basically have to win out if they want to make the playoffs. I don't think they got much of a production with Adrian Peterson. It seems like Adrian's career is winding down. The loss of DeAndre Swift was one of the big factors of this game. It really showed on tape. They definitely need him out there if they're going to make any comeback to the playoff run. But as we can see, the Deshaun Watson show, Houston hasn't been formidable either. Deshaun Watson is basically a man by himself. The loss of DeAndre Hopkins is definitely starting to show. David Johnson has been a bust, at the very best a bust. He's almost retire material, if you ask me. So what we're gonna see a game where the running game is gonna be basically the outcome of the game. We're gonna have to watch whether or not DeAndre Swift is going to be the back that's gonna come back to health to lead the Detroit Lions. But I don't see it happening. I think he's got a pretty severe concussion. And Deshaun Watson has a pretty good connection with Will Fuller. It's about the only connection he has. And he's going to have to basically run the ball with Duke Johnson if they're going to get any help. So those three individuals, if Duke Johnson can get over 75 yards in this game, first of all, that'd be a miracle because he's been a bust as well. But I honestly believe that if they can put a bit of a yardage on the ground, control the clock, and some connections within Watson and Fuller, the Houston Texans should win this game. It's probably going to be a push by 3. I'm going to say 21-17 Houston.
Yeah, no, you bring up a lot of good points, like with the running backs and everything, and David Johnson, like in that trade, they were hoping to at least get something from DeAndre Hopkins. Obviously, that hasn't panned out. Duke Johnson hasn't done anything. DeAndre Swift, he's been big for the Lions. He became the starter, I think, last week or a few weeks ago. And he was actually out this past weekend. So that was tough for them. I'm actually going to go with the Lions in this one to win straight up. I think it's more just a gut feeling. I think that I know you said like Matthew Stafford's not at 100%, but I feel like this is the type of game the Lions win, you know, like in center stage, a primetime game, 12:30. To kick things off on American Thanksgiving against the Texans. Look, Texans haven't been good this year. They've been incredibly inconsistent. And just for those reasons and many more, I'm going to pick the Lions. But I expect Adrian Peterson, who you just mentioned, to have a good game. I say he gets at least one touchdown, maybe close to 70 yards. I think with that injury to Matthew Stafford, they're going to try and rely on him a little bit more because it doesn't look like Swift is going to be playing in this game. So I expect that Peterson to get the bulk of the carries, and I'm going to pick the Lions to win this game 24-20 in the potential upset. So our next game on that same Thursday at 4:30, we have the Washington football team playing at the Dallas Cowboys. I'll go first in this one, Dom. So the Cowboys, whoever wins this game becomes first in the NFC East until at least Sunday, where the Eagles will play the Seahawks. I'm pretty sure the Seahawks will win that game. So basically, whoever wins this game will be first in the NFC East. Crazy as it sounds, with both teams with only 3 wins. I'm going with the Cowboys in this one. The Cowboys are favored by 3. I think that they had a great game last week against the Minnesota Vikings. I think they won in the upset. And the good thing for the Cowboys, I think the number one thing coming out of that game was Zeke. And the fact that he was able to run the ball, he was able to get things going. He got in the end zone. And he was putting a lot of pressure on himself with Dak Prescott being injured. And I feel like he felt he had to carry the team on his back. So with Andy Dalton back and Andy Dalton playing a solid game, you know, he doesn't have to be Dan Marino for that. He could be a game manager with the wide receivers and running backs they have on that squad. And I think they'll be good enough. Honestly, they have the team to win the division right now with Dalton in, and with the way the Eagles are playing, I think they probably will win the division. So I'm gonna pick the Cowboys to win in this one. And I think right now Zeke is hungry. You know, he's saying feed me, and I think he's gonna have another good game in this one. I expect the Cowboys to win this game fairly easily.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a very, very interesting game if you ask me, because we have two experienced coach here, with Mike McCarthy versus Ron Rivera in a classic NFC East battle between the Washington football team and the Cowboys. And I honestly think that at the end of the day, yes, the Cowboys should squeak a victory. And I'll basically put it all on the one player, and as you mentioned, Zeke Elliott. I think the offensive line is getting healthy in Dallas. And whether or not Ezekiel Elliott can actually produce at the pace that he was producing last year will be the outcome of this game. But let's not forget that the Washington football team have a very good defense this year, particularly in the secondary with Will Fuller. Had they not lost Landon Collins, this team would be a lot more competitive also on the defensive front. Which makes you wonder how good they're going to be next year. I think they're well coached, Del Rio. They have some really good prospects on the defensive front. But when it comes down to it, Dallas is just more talented on offense. I mean, CeeDee Lamb probably had the catch of the year last week. And that offense with now with Andy Dalton is clicking. Andy Dalton's an experienced quarterback. He's proven it in Cincinnati. At least making it to the first round of the playoffs. It's going to be Alex Smith versus Andy Dalton. Alex Smith is a great story. I love the story. But at the end of the day, Andy Dalton with CeeDee Lamb and Ezekiel Elliott, if they can just avoid any turnovers and just run the ball, and potentially even bring Pollard. Pollard got a nice touchdown last week. It was a nice change of pace. He's been pretty much Zeke's handcuff all year, and but Zeke has managed to put him on the bench. So I would say that you maybe introduce a bit more run to Pollard, but this is going to be a close, hard-fought battle. I think it's a push. I'm going to say again, a really low-scoring affair. Give me 24-21 Cowboys.
All right, that would be good enough, like I said, for the lead in the NFC East. So in our next game to wrap up Thanksgiving Thursday at 8:20, we got the Baltimore Ravens playing at your undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers at 10-0. The Steelers are favored in this game by 5 points. I'll go first in this one, Dom. I think that this is going to be a good game. I think if Baltimore has any chance to win the division, which is very, very slim, obviously they have to win this game. But right now, Baltimore's playing for their playoff lives. They're 6-4. Right now, they're on the outside looking in. They're in that eighth spot in the AFC, and you know the top seven make it. So they're gonna have to start winning these games. I know they had a tough game against Tennessee last week. Derrick Henry ran wild for the game-winning touchdown in overtime. But you know, Lamar Jackson's gonna have to win against a good team. And that's been the knock on Jackson, you know, after winning the MVP is that he's been great. He's been putting up great statistical numbers. He's been fairly good in the passing game and great running quarterback, but he hasn't really beaten the team and he hasn't really had that game yet. And I think that Ravens fans are waiting for that to happen. I think this is a huge, huge game for him. I think this is a big game for both teams, really. Baltimore and the fact that they like I said, they want to be the good team. They want to show that they're top dogs in the AFC, and they don't want to be messed with. Now the Pittsburgh Steelers are still fighting for that number one seed because right they have Kansas City right under them, and this year only that one team in each conference gets a bye. So right now, obviously the Steelers have it at 10-0. I think this is going to be a good game. I think that the 5-point spread is a little much. Give me Baltimore to cover, but give me the Steelers to win this game. I think this is going to be a hard-fought game. I like what the Steelers are doing with Chase Claypool, the Canadian out of Notre Dame, having 10 touchdowns in his first 10 games, which is absolutely incredible. I think Johnson, the rookie's playing really well. I think it's only a matter of time before they get James Conner going. And they've been doing this without basically Juju Smith-Schuster, because Schuster hasn't been targeted as much. He hasn't been getting nearly as much production as everybody would expect, and yet they're still undefeated. So I think that this is going to be a tight game to the end. I like the Ravens to keep this game close, but give me the Steelers to win this game and remain undefeated. I'm thinking Pittsburgh 24-23.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I've enjoyed watching this rivalry since John Harbaugh has been, actually even before Harbaugh. I honestly think that this is going to be another game that's going to be a tight game. I love the fact that obviously the Steelers are 10-0, but let's be honest, this team is playing over their heads right now. The Ben Roethlisberger show is clicking. This team is full of offensive potential on the offense and also on the defense. Yet what really is going wrong here is the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens has seemed to have lost their identity, partly due to the injuries on the offensive line. They lost, first of all, Marshall Leonda last year. Actually, he retired, and then they lost another big name on the offensive line this season. So the running game just hasn't been the same. And Mark Ingram, who came over from the New Orleans Saints, has not lived up to expectations. Mark Ingram is a very savvy veteran that just doesn't seem to be able to find a hole anymore, which leaves that running back by committee with Dobbins. Just that is a beautiful rookie prospect coming into the NFL this year, which, again, his size, they're lacking a really big guy in that backfield that can take over a game. And when you're putting it all on Lamar Jackson's shoulders right now, he just seems to be predictable. He said it himself that defense are calling out plays as he's running them. So that offense is in disarray. On the flip side, Mike Tomlin has coached this team very well. They usually aren't prepared in some games against weaker opponents. That's not been the case this year. That's the reason why they're 10-0. It's going to be a slugfest. And even though I'm a Steelers fan, I just don't see Baltimore losing three in a row. I just don't see it. John Harbaugh is a good coach. He's proven it before. And this is going to be a wacky game. Maybe Marcus Peters gets a few picks on Ben Roethlisberger. Maybe Mark Andrews has the game of his career, because he seems to be the only offensive weapon that the Baltimore Ravens have. Give me Baltimore 17-14 in a hard-fought AFC North game.
Well, okay, I like it. The honesty from Dominic, definitely no one will be accused you of being biased. That I think either way, I think we both said it, that's going to be a great game and potentially a game for the ages. So to kick off our Sunday slate of games, at 1 o'clock, we have the Las Vegas Raiders playing at the Atlanta Falcons. Raiders are favored in this game by 3 points. So look, we talked about it off air that Atlanta has been underperforming this year, and that they seem to underperform every year. Right now, the Raiders are, even though they lost that last game, I see they're feeling good. They're in that last wild card spot. They battled the Chiefs twice, very, very close. He almost beat them a second time. I think that the Raiders are in a good spot right now, and I'd say honestly that I was wrong about Derek Carr. I thought that Carr was gonna struggle this year. I thought that based on his performances of the last few years, I didn't think he was really the franchise QB for the Raiders. And he's proven me wrong so far this year in the first few weeks. And I think John Gruden's got that magic working with him. He likes the combination between him and Nelson Aguilar. He hasn't really used Ruggs that much over the last few weeks, but he's still putting the team on his back and playing very, very well. And on the other side for Atlanta, I think that I just really classify this team as a bunch of underachievers, honestly. I think that with the combination of Matt Ryan with Julio Jones, who is, yes, still the best wide receiver in football, I said it, and Calvin Ridley, They have honestly, and Todd Gurley, people forget Todd Gurley's on this team. I think they have, on paper, they have a very, very good squad. They should be making it to the playoffs. They should not be struggling to make it to the playoffs. But I've been burnt too many times by this Falcons team. I've picked them to win games and said, you know what, they're too good of a team to lose another game, and especially a game at home. But I'm going with the Raiders in this one. The Raiders are favored by 3. I expect them to cover. Give me the Raiders by 8 points. Like I said, I think the Raiders just have a good thing going with Derek Carr and Josh Jacobs. What an incredible story he's been. You know, it's only his second year, and he came out of Alabama. People expected him to be a good running back, a good fit, but I don't think he was expected to get these many carries this early on in his career, and he hasn't disappointed. If you that game against Kansas City, I think he had the first rushing touchdown. It was like a 3-yard run, and he just plowed guys and took them to the end zone. And like he's a mean running back, and it's kind of cool to see. Let's say kind of like the running backs of the olden days. So I think that was that these Raiders are on a good spot right now, and I expect the Raiders to win this game and definitely to cover over the Falcons.
I'm not going to even spend too much time on this game, to be honest with you. I think the Raiders are playing over their heads. Quite frankly, John Gruden has done a good job. But I think coming into Atlanta, this is going to be an air show, an air raid. And Matt Ryan and against David Carr, give me Matt Ryan every day of the week. I expect a two-touchdown performance by Julio Jones, and then maybe even a two-touchdown performance by Calvin Ridley. This team is going to go after the secondary. Give me Atlanta 28-10 against Oakland.
Wow, okay, a bit of a blowout. All right, Aaron, next game, I'll let you go first in this one, Dom. We got the Los Angeles Chargers playing at the Buffalo Bills. The Bills are 5.5-point favorites.
Well, what's there to say? I mean, at the end of the day, the Chargers are having a great, 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 unexpected, or getting unexpected play from Herbert, their rookie quarterback. He's been amazing all year round, 2,699 yards. For a rookie quarterback so far is outstanding. But this is going to be a very hard game against that Buffalo D. At the end of the day, that Buffalo D should be all over Herbert, even though they have some good wide receivers in Allen and Williams. I don't see them being able to outperform the Buffalo Bills defense. They'll probably make it very tough on the young quarterback. Give me Buffalo in a tight one, 21 to 10. And sorry, 21-17, I should say.
Yeah, no, I think you touched on a lot of good points. I'm going to pick the Bills as well and pick the Bills to cover just barely. I'm going to pick the Bills to win this game by 6. So I say 26-20 for the Buffalo Bills. I think that you touched upon it really well with Justin Herbert. Josh Allen's really having a good year too. I think that people, you know, saying in his first few years, he played okay, but I feel like he really took a step forward this year. I'd say after the first 8 or 9 weeks, he was in the MVP conversation. And I think the Bills have been a pleasant surprise. I think they'll win the division, and I think they'll definitely be a team to be reckoned with in the playoffs. I think the combination of Josh Allen, Beasley, and Stephon Diggs, who's fitting that offense perfectly, is really rolling. So I picked the Bills to win this game at home by 6. In our next game, we have the New York Giants against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Giants are favored in this one by 5.5. Of course, we have to touch on the injury to Joe Burrow. It was devastating what happened to him. Our thoughts are with him, and we wish him a swift recovery for next year. Finley's going to be the quarterback in that game for Cincinnati. Obviously, we didn't really see him play much, but for those reasons and many more, I'm going to pick the Giants to win this game. I pick the Giants to cover. I pick the Giants to win by 8. It's a big game for New York. If they win this game, they could potentially be tied for that lead in the NFC East, depending what happens with the Philadelphia Eagles. And we know, obviously, somewhere between the Cowboys and the Washington football team is going to win there. So if the Giants can win this game, they'll be, like I said, potentially tied in first place. And I like what the Giants are doing. You know, they've had a tough year, but I do like Daniel Jones. I do like the young wide receivers that they have. And I expect Daniel Jones to win this game for the Giants while having zero turnovers. I think that's the big key there. He has to limit his turnovers. So give me the Giants in this one.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty much a boring game. I mean, let's be honest. If Burrow's not there, it's going to be pretty much a sleeper. I do like Cincinnati's wide receivers, but I don't see how Finley's going to go up there and be able to replace like a guy, even though it's his rookie year with Joe Burrow. But I'd take Joe Burrow any day over Ryan Finley. With that said, let's step our hats for the Giants to actually still managed, even though at 3-7, still managed to be a bit competitive. And I would say that their competitiveness comes from the defense, with Blake Martinez and Leonard Williams actually playing phenomenal in that defensive front. And I honestly think that the Giants pretty much walk away with this victory. I'm going to take the Giants at probably 28-14, double digits. I just don't see how Cincinnati is going to be able to compete in this game.
All right, finally, and it will give one last game before we go to break. Quickly, we have a great matchup in the AFC South between the Tennessee Titans and Indianapolis Colts. This game is in Indy, so obviously both teams coming with a narrow victory after this weekend. Colts winning the game over the Packers, Tennessee winning the game over the, which is a good game against the Baltimore Ravens. Both of those games went to overtime, actually. Colts are favored in this game by 3.5. I think that's a really tough spread. I'm going to pick the Colts to win this game, and I'll pick the Colts to cover, actually. I really like what Indy's doing. I think they've been a pleasant surprise at 7-3. I like their receivers. I like the Pittman Jr. out of USC, the rookie. I like the way Rivers is playing. I think they have a great running backs in Hines and in Taylor. And, you know, they have sort of that 1-2 punch that nobody knows what's going to happen. And I think this is going to be a good game. This is a statement game for the Colts. If the Colts win this game, they will win the division. And I expect them to win this game. So give me the Colts to win this game and improve their record to 8-3 over the Tennessee Titans.
One name and one name only, Derrick Henry. He will come and he will eat up that Indianapolis Colts defense. Give me 17-14, Titans.
All right, a bit of a low-scoring game. I like it. Old-school football with Derrick Henry. All right, everybody, so thank you. We're going to get to a bunch more picks on the other side of the break. So hope you've been enjoying and listening. We will get to our next game we're previewing is the Cleveland Browns and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So stay tuned. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.